matagad eh. You know, with the ways of God, it's always seed form, binhi. So actually, when we give, when we drop our envelopes, in effect, para ho tayo nagpa-plant ang seed. So pag nag-plant ang seed, hindi ba it takes time for that seed to grow and then mag-mature. But let me just encourage you, for those who are financially challenged, totoo po ang salita ng Diyos. The Word of God is true. It's an area na kapag tayo ay may needs, financial needs, now when we obey the Word of God, alam niyo ho, God is faithful. He's never late in providing for your needs. Amen? Praise God. So be encouraged. Gagawin ho talaga ng Panginoon yung pinangako niya that He will supply for your needs. Amen? Praise God. And so if you are ready and if you are physically able, please turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. I-honor ho natin si Lord. Let's read Matthew 28. We're going to start with verse 16. Matthew 28. We're going to start at verse 16 till the end. Matthew 28. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Take note, sabi doon, where did they go? To Galilee. To a specific place, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. God, Jesus is our guide. Jesus is our shepherd. Lagi niya kung sasabihin sa atin, do this, go here. Okay. So verse 17, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now let's turn to Acts 18. Simulan po natin sa verses 1 to 9. Acts chapter 18. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, then right after the Gospels po, the book of Acts. 18, verse 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. Capital G. Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. Lord, we come to you this afternoon, God, and we thank you, Lord, O God, for your word for all of us. Your words are life to us. You are our guide. And through the help of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, give us understanding from your word that we may live by its truth and principle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. Amen. You know, How important is it that when someone is living or about to die, you know, they would always say that when that happens, their last words of instruction, ay mahalaga po, very important, right? And so when we read that portion in Matthew 28, these were the last words of our Lord Jesus, because this was the time when he rose from the dead, and then he was about to ascend into heaven. So meron po siyang instructions to the disciples then. But it's good for us to note that Jesus said these words, not just for them, but for us. Now, we emphasized that earlier, so verse 16, sabi doon, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Can I say this? Can we say this at the onset? How much we need the guidance of our Lord. Alam niyo ba, life has marami pong, there's so many things that can happen in your life and mine that at times we don't know what to do. Confusion and minsan anxiety ay pumapasok po. Lord, what do I do? But we can find comfort and encouragement from the Word of God that our God, He's our guide. And so when Jesus said, sa previous Bible studies po natin, Jesus Himself said, the words that I speak to you, they are what? They are life. Pinag-aralan po natin last Sunday yon. So we are just being constantly reminded by our Lord Himself that ang salita po niya ay buhay para sa atin. And so, God is pleased when people make time and make room for God's word in our lives. We need it. We need it. I can never overemphasize. Alam niyo ba na pag ang tao ho ay hindi binigyan ng value o kahalagahan ng word of God, it is to our loss, to our disadvantage. And so, can you just say, you know, help me encourage the person beside you or behind you na it's a blessing to see you in the house of God today. You know, alam niyo, di ba natin, alam na natin na life can be busy. No? Meron mga kapatiran nagpaalam sa akin na ganito, they won't be here because they're visiting family or for some reason. Alam niyo, si Lord, hindi siya namimilit. He never forces himself on anyone, but he would just constantly remind us how yung importance ho ng Word of God. Now, sa ating pag-aaral, because we know that in our lives, even as a Christian, you and I will be faced with many temptations, many challenges na we're going to need the strength of God. We're going to need the power that comes from God. We're going to need direction from the Lord. We are going to need encouragement from one another. Amen? And so, anong binilin ng ating Panginoon? What did He say dito sa Matthew 28? Sabi niya, number one, the first thing that He said is, all authority has been given to Him in heaven and here on earth. Hear the words of our Lord. May power ho siya. He has been given power. So all authority has been given to whom? To Jesus in heaven and here on earth. When you and I hear that, all authority has been given to Jesus. So ibig sabihin, kahit anong nangyayari dito, we turn to Him because He's the source. Let's bring it to our everyday life. I think I shared that with you when I faced a lot of giants sa buhay ko almost over a year ago. Yung authority example, yung authority sa trabaho, the Lord touched the heart of the president to give me favor sa aking condition. The Lord touched the heart of my neurologist to release me back to work. Kasi at times, so when there would be people like that, na they would say things na maaring negative to us or parang nagiging hindrance to, like in my case, yung sa neurologist ko, sabi, I cannot release you because sa sinasabi niya, you know what, I don't think you can make it. Di ba negative yun? But when you, when you and I are reminded that God is our maker, kaya mahalaga ho na we know what the Word of God says, who He is and who we are in Christ. So kaya when I know the word of, what the Word of God says, that Jesus, ikaw ang maker ko, Lord. Ikaw ang nag-create sa akin, nag-form. Diba sabi ho sa Psalm, you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Lord. Do you hear me? So we're connecting things na may truth from the Word of God, and we bring that truth to our situation. So I share with you my testimony because that's what the Lord showed me. And kung paano ko nakita talaga yung power and authority ni Lord. And so when I came to the Lord in prayer about my condition, Lord, ang authority, ang final say, ikaw. And so my doctor is telling me something, but Lord, you're telling me another thing, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And so I spoke the Word of God to my situation and to my condition. And we have, dahil sabi mo, Lord Jesus, your words are life to me. Your words are life to me. There's another verse that I was reminded, kaya I thank God every time I see yung may verse na parang nag-jump out sa page. Naka-experience na ba kayo noon? Yung iba? Huh? Papa-experience sa inyo ni Lord yan. Amen. Just seek God. Wow! Yung what you need at that moment, hindi na, sa dami ba naman ng books sa Bible eh, you know, when you're so desperate and you want to seek God, and then, I came across that verse, the Proverbs, sabi doon na, Lord, your words are life to those who find them, and health to all of my flesh. Did you see that? Did you hear that? I found that from the Bible. So yun, halimbawa kayo, when you go to your doctor, binigyan kayo ng prescription. At times, how does the prescription read? Take 2 tablets once a day, twice a day. Not right? O kasi naniniwala kayang faith yun nandun sa ano eh, di ba? Nasa doktor at saka dun sa medicine, di ba? Kailangan ko i-take, halimbawa, antibiotics, ganun, di ba? Do you believe that the Word of God has healing power? Ano yan eh, when you and I read it, seed lang yan, ano? Pero the more na binabasa natin, and then we pray and we think, lumalago. And so, going back to that illustration, so kung sinabi ng doktor, take mo yan ha, 3 times a day, para maging effective, kailangan sundin yung prescription. Right? Pero, do you know what the Lord showed me na, ang word ko, ganyan sa'yo. How many times during the day do you take it? Right? So, when I read that verse, kumbaga, binasa ko. Di ba? Sabi, ang word, parang pagkain kinakain, ano? We read it, we eat it, and then, sabi mo, Lord, ang words mo, life to us, and health to all of my flesh. So, from that time on, I was like meditating on it and speaking it over my life. And I myself am amazed. You know, I was just talking to a sister last Sunday and told me, hindi ko kayang ginagawa mo, sister. Eh, hindi naman ako yun eh. Si Lord yun eh. Because what the body is telling me is, I can't do it. But the Word of God says, I can. You and I are facing many giants every day in our lives, but we have to remember that all authority has been given to Jesus. God would want to experience, like si David, paano niya na-slay si Goliath? Because previously, he experienced the power of God. So every day in our lives, when you and I would have testimonies like that, alam niyo ba na God wants you to be a giant slayer. Do you know that you have the authority in the name of Jesus as a Christian, that you and I have been given authority over the powers of the enemy? Amen. You and I have been given power over the enemy. Do you have Jesus in your life? You have to be fully convinced that you have Christ. Yun ho ang first dun eh. First and foremost, do you have Christ? Pag yes, a resounding yes, then you have been given authority over the powers of Satan. Amen. All authority, Jesus said, in heaven and on earth has been given to me by the Father. Tingnan yung kasunod. Because that, yun ang sinabi ni Jesus. Look at what he said. Ano yung following verse? Therefore. Every time you and I see the word therefore, it's connected to the preceding verse. Because all authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and here on earth. So there's a command. This is the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them, look at this, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. How important that you and I know the commandments of the Lord. How important is it that we learn it in our lives and then that we pass this on to others. One of the vision of this church is that for us, very keen ho tayo dito. This is the Lord saying to us, sa 2 Timothy, na pag-aralan ho natin to, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus. Let's learn all these things from the Word of God so that you and I can also teach others. To faith, i-entrust ho natin ito to whom? Meron condition, may qualifying, to faithful men and women and young people. Alam niyo ba na ang hinahanap ni Lord is ano? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Amen. And so, may the Lord find us all faithful. Amen. And so, the promise, sabi niya, and surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Isn't that comforting? That God is telling you and me, na I'm with you always. No matter what you and I are going through, the Lord is with us through His Holy Spirit. Now, pag tayo, you know, when there would be moments that you and I would be talking about the second coming of the Lord, or yung rapture for the believers, we all long for that. Minsan may biruan eh. Pag sa dami ng problema, sasabihin, Lord, dumating ka na, dalian mo. Kasi in our minds, that's the great escape from the problems, diba? Oh, totoo naman yun, diba? But here's the thing. We all long for that, for the appearing of our Lord, that He would gather us as His elect, that you and I will be caught up in the air with the Lord. But the thing is, as you and I wait for that time, for that powerful event, that you do you know that there's work to be done? Church, do you hear this? Meron po tayong, there's work for us to be done. And it's not just for a selected few, it's for us all, for all of us, para sa ating lahat. So there's a great need for many more to be won for Christ. Do you know that? Or contento na lang tayo na tayo-tayo lang? No. In fact, God would want us to win many more for our Lord. So even for those, here we go, even for those who already here, na made that decision to accept Christ, do you know na we need, as followers of Christ, strengthening? You and I need strengthening. Now, when we look at that verse, let's go now to Acts 18, to what we read earlier. When we read that portion of the story, we see here at this part, kasi ang book of Acts, so when you and I would read the book of Acts, exciting ho to, you know why? Because the book of Acts tells us a story of ano nangyari when this a group of believers, sinunod ho yung bilin ng ating Lord Jesus. Remember, we always refer to Acts 2, Acts 1 and 2. And from one of the promises is God would pour out His Holy Spirit, yung Pentecost. Remember? Remember that sa Acts 2? That yung katulad ni Paul na dating takot, na bago ho siya na transform when the Holy Spirit came upon them, him, that he was a changed person. He was a changed man. And how many of us needs the power of God? I do. Kasi you and I really need to be convinced na we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is just being filled with the Holy Spirit and surrounded by the Spirit of God. Na yung baptism ho is for service. When you and I are anointed by God through His Holy Spirit, alam niyo ba na there is power that would flow through your life? And I'm not just talking about just the preaching part. Kasi alam niyo ang preaching, hindi lamang para sa katulad kong itong role ko, no? But do you know that you have been called as a preacher too? How many of you know that? That you, even individually, kasi ang preaching is just telling others. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what He did in my life. And so that's preaching. And so here, we see that Paul was one of those who experienced the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And si Paul, iba ho siya among the other disciples because the rest of the disciples, like sila Peter, sila John, sila James, they were around when Jesus was here on earth. Pero si Paul, na-encounter niyo si Christ when Jesus was already in heaven. Pero do you know that God can appear to people? Oh, yes, I love it. Oh, yes, that God, in His unlimited ways, He Himself can appear to someone. He can talk to people. That He's God. You know, pag kinakanta na, only a God like you. Only a God like you can do these things. What you and I cannot do, our Lord Jesus can. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So now, but the thing here is, when Jesus says something, kailangan nung sundin, di ba? We hear and obey. And so now, Jesus said that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not just for selected few, it's for us. For all of us. Pero kailangan hong hingin. We need to ask God. Can you imagine that, let's say, you're a Sunday school teacher. Alimbawa, you know in your heart that God has called you to be part of our Sunday school. When you're anointed by God, you're putting together all the lessons for several days before Sunday comes. You pray, and the Spirit of God comes upon you. You now begin to feel love for your students. Na kahit makulit yan. There's this love. And the anointing, meaning to say, you're able to say words, even to young as they are, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, na intindihan yung lesson. That's the power of the Spirit of God. If you're an usher, you're anointed by God. When people come, alam niyo ba na, we don't know the situation of so many people that go through that front door. But when you are, as an usher, you greet them and then you extend your hand, God bless you. You become like a conduit. Now, merong smile mo lang eh. You know, let me just say this, a glory to God. When, as a Christian, ano, alam niyo ba na, sino nang naninirahan sa atin? Si Jesus, di ba? The Spirit of God. One of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. Yung joy na yun, hindi pinipilit. Hindi superficial joy. Right? Kasi a lot of people can give you a smile, pero deep down inside, it's not going well. They can put up a front, pero actually hindi, ano, pero when you and I have the Spirit of God, merong joy na talagang nag-overflow. And people, everywhere you go, you have this smile on your face, and people will begin to notice it. Why? Because it's God. It's God. Hallelujah. And so, whatever it is that's going on in your life, sa bahay, in your family, at home, or even here in church, even for those who are already serving God, that there's power made available for us. Alam nyo, what the Spirit of God would want us to experience now is yung new level, yung fresh anointing. We all need it. We all need it. And so, God is showing to us na if He did it then, He can do it for us also now. Now, going back, we're connecting what Jesus said in Matthew 28. And we see here that the Apostle Paul, when he was called by our Lord Jesus Himself, na experienced na muna yung love ni God. He experienced the love of Jesus Himself. Remember, the Apostle Paul was number one persecutor po ng mga Christians at the time. He was so sincere, akala niya tama yung ginagawa niya. Do you know that a lot of people are sincerely wrong? Akala nila tama yung belief or yung ways nila, pero then it's only God who could change them. You know, when you and I would recall our mga previous Bible studies about repentance, dun sa parable of the prodigal son, the first picture of sin is self-deception. self-centeredness. It's all about me, myself. So that's one picture. But you know, when God changes us, nababago ho lahat yun eh. Kaya self-centeredness, pride becomes, pride comes from the pit of hell. Do you know that? Pride was the, bakit ho natanggal si Lucifer sa heaven? Because pride, hindi ang gusto niya yung sa kanya, not God's will. And so, but you know, with the grace of God, He shows to us, number one, like si Paul, so he was on the road to Damascus, and then there was a bright light that shone upon him, and he heard the voice of the Lord. And after that encounter, alam nyo, nabago si Paul. In fact, one of the verses, 2 Corinthians, he said the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. So that alone tells me that when Jesus showed up and revealed himself to Paul, hindi siya yung may latigong comes with a whip. Gentle siya and meek in spite of him persecuting and killing many Christians. Diba? Kasi pag pinapersecute ang Kristiyano, remember this. When someone is persecuting you as a Christian, they are persecuting Christ himself. Dahil we are part, body tayo. Amen? Always remember that. Pero God, when God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Now, so let's continue. So Paul, after that encounter, he was changed forever. Ang naging focus niya sa life niya was to obey Jesus. Di ba tayo ganun? Dahil na-experience mo natin ang love ng ating Panginoon, na we would want na i-please na siya. No longer pleasing ourselves. Now here, in this particular section of the story, we see na Paul went to so many places, right? And he met certain people. Alam niyo ba na that this is what we would always say, divine connections. Divine connections. The Bible tells us that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Pag tayo, we would always ask God, Lord, guide me, Lord. Show me what to do. Should I do this? Should I go here? We always ask Him. Hindi tayo magre-rely sa sarili nating understanding. And so in the life of Paul, the Spirit of God guided him to go to certain places. And in those certain places where he went, he met people. He met people. And one of them was yung mag-asawang Aquila and Priscilla. I love this couple kasi, you know, in the times that we are living in, ang gusto ng kaaway, masira ang marriage. But we believe that there's power in our Lord Jesus. In our praying, we're going to lift up those who are experiencing ano talagang mga pagsubok sa marriages. But here, going back to this story, I love them because when you read itong Acts, hindi ho sila magkahiwalay. Laging magkasama. Kaya Aquila and Priscilla, always together. And that's what the heart of God is for Christian couples. Na you'll be together serving God. Serving God. And na, alam niyo ba na, once you are so needed together, na you would see that God would use you as a couple. As a couple. Amen? And so here, we see that Paul met this couple. And what we see here from this story was, so Paul started to share the gospel to so many. And then, ano nakita natin dito na, in one portion it says, look at verse 6, there were some that opposed Paul and became abusive. That tells us na iba-iba ho ang condition ng heart. Natandaan ko kasi yung ano yung sineshare nung grupong nag-share sa Seafood City. Meron hong isang mama, an elderly guy, na talagang very open ang heart niya. And the group said, talagang tinanggap niya ho si Jesus. So, nung nandun, so, nag-pray sila, umiiyak po. And so, finalo up po nila Sister Celit, Sister Emma, and who else kasama sila, Sister Louisa. So, pinuntahan po nila yung kung saan nakatira si Mang, ano pangalan niya? Si Mang Bing. So, katok. So, here's what the Spirit of God, kapag may Holy Spirit, may boldness, di ba? And we see that, lalo kay Sister Emma, kasi siya ho yung kumakatok. Tapos, ang sumagot sa katok niya ay yung wife ni Mang Bing. Di nung nung hinahanap po namin si Mang Bing, and then kami na meet niya. I think you shared what happened. And then the wife said, "Yan na nga ba sinasabi ko sa asawa ko, huwag makikipag-usap sa kung sino-sino." And then kami, dito kami sa church na to, yung St. Philomena. Si Sister Emma, sa halip na ma-offend, ganun ho ba? Kaya ayaw kong pakausap sa inyo. Kaya sabi ni Sister Emma, kayo na lang kakausapin namin. Here's the thing. I think most of the time, that's why we hold back in sharing kasi yung fear of rejection, di ba? When somebody, keep that to yourself. I don't like your Jesus. I don't like, you know, ako, pinanganak dito sa religion na to, dito ako mamamatay. You know, some people would say those things, right? And I think that's one of the things that, parang yung fear of rejection on our part. Naku, ano kaya isipin, right? But here's the thing. Look at what the Apostle Paul said nung naging abusive sa kanya yung group of Jews that he was sharing the gospel with. Sabi niya, "Your blood be on your heads. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So, tayo, ang role ho natin is just to share. Share natin. And then, it's God who would do the conversion of heart. Hindi ho natin pipilitin. Hindi tayo mamimili. Amen? Praise God. So, but look at this. Look at what happened. Did that discourage Paul? No. In verse 7 says, "Then he left the synagogue," are you there with me, Acts 18, "and went next door to the house of someone else," si Justus, right? And then, verse 8, sabi yung synagogue ruler and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized. So may victory pa rin, right? So, ganun ho tayo, we keep on sharing, dahil ho merong talagang hinog. Very ripe. Amen. You know, we were just talking about si Sister Cherry, and we're so blessed to have Sister Cherry now, ang mamit daddy niya, kasama na po natin. Kasi si Sister Lina was used by the Lord to share. Kaya Sister Cherry, hinog na hinog. Di ba, ang bunga ho, pag hinog na hinog, hindi niya na hinayank dun sa, di ba, ang daling ko pitasin. And so many people are just like that, just waiting for someone to share Christ to them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times, meron tayong fear. Kaya dun sa verse 9, look at what the Lord did. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul. Isn't that beautiful? One night, you and I could also say, one night, the Lord spoke to me. You would know, and you would know that it's the voice of God because you are His sheep. We are His sheep. Di ba ho sabi niya yon? I am the good shepherd. My sheep know my voice. Hallelujah! Yan ang napakaganda. That's the beauty of being born again. Now you and I have the ability to hear the voice of God. Kaya sabi sa kanya ni Lord, do not be afraid. Kasi ganun ang na-encounter niya. May mga abusive Jews, right? So sabi niya, do not be afraid. Sabi niya, keep on speaking and do not be silent. You know, I remember when at that place, AIG, where Sister Nancy and myself worked, ginamit ako ng Panginoon. Ibang klase talaga. Talagang sinabi ni Lord at itong araw na to, yung mga kasama mo maboborneg. I heard it. I heard it when I parked my car. I heard the voice of the Spirit of God. And so, and the Lord did. And kaya excited kami, no? Yung kaming group, it's like, I was so excited na napapansin pala nung si Mr. Asprer at saka yung aming accounting manager. Kasi we cannot hold back. Excited kami so that others would know about Jesus. And then, pinagbawa. Nako, sabi ho sa akin, tigil-tigilan niyo yung mga yung Jesus niyo, ha? He told that to me. But you know, the Lord gave me wisdom na pipiliin ko yung time kasi minsan yung bang maaring pumupunta ako doon sa table nila working hours. Minsan, I was getting those opportunity na mag-sow ng seed. So, but I, you know, I did it later on na, you know, with the wisdom of God. But what I'm saying is, God cannot stop that the gospel of the Lord be preached. Merong, kaya pala ako pinadala sa AIG para makilala ko sila Sister Nancy and sila Sister Dulce and some of those. Amen. And so, after that, nung natapos ang mission ko, pinabalik na ako dito sa the company where I'm working for right now. May purpose si God. May purpose si God. Minsan may restlessness in us that would, God would give us, minsan merong mga feeling of restlessness. Kasi pag He wants us, pinupush niya tayo to a certain direction, He would make us feel that way at times. Kasi tayo minsan, do you know that minsan magiging komportable tayo masyado? Right? But then when you and I get so comfortable, but God is telling us na, I want you to move forward and do this. And there will be times like that. But ang ating basihan always is the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And so let's continue for the purpose of time. Now, let's jump to verse 23 of Acts 18. Acts 18. Now, after spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled where? From place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia. Doing what? Strengthening all the disciples. Do you know that tayo as believers, we need to strengthen one another? We need to strengthen one another. Kaya laging pinapalala, do not forsake the coming together because that's the purpose of the church. For us to strengthen one another. Now, let's continue. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. What do we learn from these verses, from this story? Number one, everywhere Paul went, his purpose was to strengthen the believers. Now, when he was in a certain place, see Apollos, he was talking about the Lord, pero kulang ang alam niya. Right? And so that's why, did you see that in verse 26? When he began to speak, narinig niya with boldness, ano? Yung mag-asawa ho, husband and wife, Priscilla and Aquila, heard Apollos speak, no? Pero nakita niya na hindi complete yung pagkaalam ni Apollos. You follow? What did he do? What did they do? Hindi nila kinonfront. Oy, mali yan tinuturo mo. Kulang yan, hindi ho. Because they were, you know, they have the Spirit of our Lord Jesus. What did they do? They invited Apollos to their house. Now, did you see that? And then they explained to him the way of God more accurately. So, do you see yung role natin? Tinuruan. We have to teach one another. We have to teach the ways of God. Diba, Matthew 28, teach them what I have commanded you and make disciples. And make disciples. Because in our Christian life, kakailanganin ho natin ito. We need to know what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Now let's continue. So when Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, look at what the Bible says. The brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. So, ano yung nangyayari? Si Apollos, may gift siya, mahusay siyang magsalita. Pero, kulang yung pagkaalam niya, kaya ginamit ni Lord si yung mag-asawa, si Priscilla and Aquila. Because, anong naging benefit nun? So now, si Apollos now, ngayon mas effective, ngayon marireach ang mas marami because now, he has come to know about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! Look at this. Now, ano pang ginawa ng mga other disciples nung pinadala nila si when Apollos wanted to go to a certain place? They wrote a letter. Sumulat ho sila ng letter to encourage the believers na tanggapin si Apollos. Do you know that God can use you to be an encouragement to someone? Believe that with all of your heart. Pag tayo, very sensitive ho tayo sa Holy Spirit, minsan, lalo ngayon with our technology ngayon. Ang bilis yung maabot, hindi na kailangan yung susulat tapos lalagyan ng selyo bago makarating. Tagal, ano, di ba? Ngayon, oh my gosh, we have FaceTime, we have all of this, we have text messages na they could get the messages so fast. Kaya gamitin ho natin yung social media in a good way. In a good way, amen? Now, so on arriving, look at this. On arriving, are you there with me, 27? He was, who's that he? Apollos. He was a great help. I love that. He was a great help to those who by grace had believed. A great help para kanino? Kapwa believers. Kapwa believers. Can you now help me again preach to the person beside you na let's be an encourager to one another. Sige po. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And so, verse 28, it tells us, for look at this, ngayon meron na siyang power, kaya sabi dyan, he vigorously, yung word na vigorously, may energy, right? He refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Let's continue, 19. So while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There, he found some disciples and asked them, eto, magandang question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Oh, do you know that there are a lot of Christians na they don't know the Holy Spirit? Kailangan ho natin ang Holy Spirit. He is our teacher. It's like having Jesus beside us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He's our teacher. He's our guide. Amen. Siya ang nag-empower sa atin. Siya ang nagbibigay pag nagbasa ho tayo ng Bible. Siya ang magbibigay ng pangunawa. Enlightenment and understanding. Amen. And so, here we're a group of believers. They don't even know the Holy Spirit. So Paul asked, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism. Did you see that? And so Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is in Jesus, because Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Kaya, if you have received Christ in your life, you're qualified to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Gusto niyo bang maging katulad nila na may boldness and may power? If you and I want that, Lord, I need the baptism of your Holy Spirit. Lord, baptize me. Ask for it, and he will fill us. Now, look at this. Hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. And then Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate, katulad nung yung asawa ni Mang Bing. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way, so Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years. Look at this. It went on for 2 years so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Did you see that? Kasi focus ho talaga siya. In whatever. Remember, he was a tent maker. Meron ho siyang ginagawa ring trabaho, pero kahit na nagtatrabaho siya in every places that he would go, lagi niyang isha-share ang gospel. You know, I would always use the late brother Ben Baluyot as an example, talaga kasi yung he made an impact, an influence in my life. The late brother Ben Baluyot, lawyer ho siya by profession, pero tinawag siya ni Lord to be an apostle and share the gospel. So alam niyo ho ba na he was used by God tremendously. And so wherever God takes us, we choose to obey. I remember there was one time I wrote him a thank you letter, a card. And hindi ko alam na that served as an encouragement for him dahil at one point, shinare niya na, sabi niya, it's hard to be here in America. Sabi niya, mas gusto niya sa Philippines kasi ho, doon, ano, hindi siya dependent sa may magda-drive sa kanya kasi pag nandito, sabi niya, para akong prisoner. Nag-iintay lang siya ng merong magda-drive because he doesn't know his way around here in America. But there was one particular time that I wrote him a small note. And little did I know that that note would serve as an encouragement to him kasi nahirapan po siya when on those times that he was here because God has called him to share the gospel here, dito sa California. And so I wrote him as, Brother Ben, thank you so much for sharing the word because I told him about my testimony that when I heard the gospel, nabago ang buhay ko and now I have the Lord Jesus, ibang iba na ho ang life ko. Alam niyo ba na that served as an encouragement to him? Kaya please, when we are talking about this, maging proactive ho tayo in encouraging one another. Lalong-lalo with those already involved in the ministry. I mean, son, oh, alam naman nila, you know, at times it need be told. We need to say things. We need to let them know that, you know, what they do matters. Amen? Praise God. So let's continue. Glory to God. And so everyone, sabi doon, heard the word of the Lord. Now look at verse 11. I like this kasi sabihin natin, ano, meron tayong mapupulot po dito. Verse 11, 19. Are you there? God did what? Extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that God can use us? Kasi ang gifts ho, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's about power. Dalawang ano yan. Just give you a bird's eye view. There are 9 gifts, spiritual gifts, and 9 fruit. Yung fruit for the Christ-like character na ma-develop sa atin. Ano yung mga yung fruit na yon? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, ano pa? Self-control. Right? Yan ang ginagawa ng Holy Spirit sa atin. Where do we need patience? Kailangan ba natin yan? Ako, kailangan ko yan. Yung patience, ano? Yung paano tayo magre-react sa ways ng iba na, ano? Kung God is patient with us, God wants us also to be patient with others. Now, yung gifts naman, 9 spiritual gifts, that's power. Ang baptism of the Holy Spirit would equip us for service. For service. Amen. Kaya let's say, God would use you to talk to someone. Di ba ho sabi sa Bible na the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. The mouth of the righteous brings healing. So meaning to say, when God would tell you, speak to this person, talk to this person, pray about it, Lord, I receive the enabling power of your spirit. Now, when you speak to that person, alam niyo ho, iba ang dating. They would say, you know, I like talking to you kasi ganito, ganyan. And it's not us, but it's the power of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. When the Lord would impress in my heart, go and pray for this person. You know, most of the times, the enemy would say, pagpa-pray mo yung iba, look at you. You know, I was reading a book written by Frank Damasio. Kasi it all boils down to obedience. When Frank Damasio, he's a pastor in Oregon. He wrote this book about From Barrenness to Fruitfulness. Shinare niya ho na sila mag-asawa when they were married, wala silang baby. They were struggling to have a child of their own. But there was a moment wherein, as a servant of God, when he was ministering to this group of people, the Holy Spirit told him, I want you to call those women who are yung wanting to have a baby. Struggle siya. Parang sabi niya, teka muna, ikaw ba yan? Lord, is that you? You're asking me, ganun ang condition namin mag-asawa, right? Hear me. Yes. Call. Altar call. Have an altar call for women who are wanting to have babies. He just obeyed. He just obeyed. He prayed for them, and that another opportunity when he came back to that church, do you know that babies were born? Babies were born. Kasi you and I are just vessels. Ang power will come from God. And we would ask, Lord, fill me with the power of your spirit. And then, pag sinabi, sumunod lang ho tayo. We just obey. So when God called me to pray for my coworker, and then yung kapitbahay, yung friend namin, let's, yung may stomach cancer, well, we went. May hesitation at first, pero pagpa-pray, you know, when they would look at me, I was even limping at that time, and it's like, it's not about us. It's about just us being His vessels. Pag sinabi ni Lord, puntahan mo yun. Pag-pray mo yun. We go. We go and share. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's continue with the story. Verse 13. So some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of our Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. Now look at this story. They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. Seven sons of Ziba, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day, the evil spirit answered them, look at this. Jesus, I know. And Paul, but who are you? Sino yung nagsasalita? Evil spirit. Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Parang comedy, no? Bakit? Ano nangyari dito? Kasi there were a group of people when they saw na Paul was able to cast out evil spirits and miracles being performed by the Lord through Paul, ginaya. They just copied him, but they did not have a relationship with Christ. Kaya silang sinaniban. Right? It's funny, pero they were calling on the name of Jesus without knowing the person of our Lord Jesus. Kaya ho, ganito ho yun. Hindi po pwedeng, kung walang relationship with Christ, tapos in the name of Jesus, and we just do it irreverently, it won't work. Delikado pa ho. So, we always say, do you know Jesus in your life? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Pag yes, then we have power to use the name of Jesus. Let's say you hear of someone who needs healing. At times, you know, you would say, oh, tawagin natin si pastor o yung mga elders. But do you know that you can go? Let's say hindi kami available. You know, we would love to go with you. But let's say hindi available, time would not permit. But do you know that you could pray for them? Yes, go. In the name of our Lord Jesus, laying hand of hands, diba? That's one principle of the Word of God. We lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. We've experienced that many times. Because the Lord said, go, and we went. And the power of God came, flowed through us. It's not us, but the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's be encouraged. Now, look at this. Look at verse 17. When this became known, verse 17, to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with what? Fear. Eto, and the name of our Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Eh, dapat mauna yan sa church muna eh. How do we revere Jesus? Alam niyo ba na ano, kailangan hingin natin ang tulong ng Holy Spirit para ibibigay ho natin ang respect. We need to have a high regard or high view of God. He's God. I would always use this as an example when the president of America, di ba pag yung may yung State of the Union, the moment he enters the chambers, kahit na senator, congressman ka, or kahit anong, they all stand up because they respect the person and the office. Kaya minsan sasabihin, o kahit na, you know, In the culture, in the days that we're living in now, wala na yung respect for authority, right? It's, you know, President Trump, you know, he's not perfect, right? He's not. And many times, you know, we squirm at our seats at times when he would say things, very unprecedented-like, di ba? Pero we respect the office. The Lord, when we are reminded that all authority has been given to Jesus, inalaw ni ng ating Panginoon na siyang maupo sa White House. Right? But today, wala na yun. And wag hong mag-rub in sa atin yan as Christians, please. Kahit na ngit-ngit na ngit-ngit tayo minsan sa mga ways or policies na hindi tama. Pray. Yun ang ating stand. We pray. Let's pray for Him. Let's pray for Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Wag hong yung ang ways ng mundo ay mag-rub on sa atin as a church. Amen? Kasi sabi ni Jesus, submit to those who are in authority and pray for those who are in authority. Amen? Before I forget, we're going to observe prayer and fasting dahil on November 6, California, meron tayo pong election. Election for the new governor. Minsan, it's like, not much choices. Pero you know what? We go to God. We go to God during this election time. Very, very critical. So for those na you are able to vote, if you are kung hindi ka pa registered, citizen ka, and you have the privilege to vote, please register. Dahil this is our responsibility. Kami ng mami ko, dahil may mga limitations, you know, naku, pwede palang by mail. So kung tinatamad kayo or your work won't allow you, and then register to get the ballot by mail. Is everyone hearing this? We need to do it. We need to do it and pray about all those measures and all, lahat na mga laws na ano. Because sabi, when you and I learn how to pray for those in authority, then we are able to live peaceably. We thank the Lord na Justice Kavanaugh was already confirmed kahit medyo chaotic ang process. But God is hearing our prayers as far as wanting to have godly leaders, lalo yun Supreme Court Justice. Can I tell you this? We need to understand how important that is for us as a nation, because if we have a Supreme Court Justice that knows the word and may fear of God, do you know who's going to benefit? Children and grandchildren. The next generation. Kasi yung position na yun, lifetime ho yun. That's lifetime. Supreme Court Justice. They only resign kapag yung very old na. Amen? So, we need to know, lalo tayo, we come from the Philippines, pero the Lord has blessed us to be here in America for a time such as this. Na dinala ho tayo dito sa America for a reason and for a purpose. For us to continually share Christ, amen, and pray, and pray, and pray. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah, amen. And so, as we end, the Word of God constantly reminds us what the Church of Christ should be. We are called to share Christ, the Great Commission, and we are called to make disciples. How do we make disciples? We teach the Word of God. How important for us to study the Word of God together. Amen. Because basahin niyo ang Jude. Napaka short na book. That's a book before Revelation. Read. May assignment kayo. I'll check up on you. Jude. J-U-D-E. Hindi yung kanta ng Beatles. Jude. And it would tell us why you and I need to know the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. And so, how many of us, we're thankful for the Word of God to remind us what we as a church are called? You know, marami po tayong empty seats. Because a lot of our brethren need encouragement, need prayer, need strengthening. Kaya we keep our, kumbaga meron tayong spiritual radar. We keep our eyes and ears open. We are here, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. Sabihin no na pag nanghihina yung isa o medyo na liligaw, you and I are called to pray for them and to strengthen them. Amen. And so when we leave this place, you know, as we end in prayer, hingin po natin ang power ng Holy Spirit and the love of God to flow through us. Amen. So that you and I, we as a church, magagawa po natin what God has called us to do, the Great Commission. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we honor you in this place that you are God and that all authority has been given to you by the Father in heaven and here on earth. Your name that is above all names, and that you are highly exalted because you are a son who was obedient to the will of the Father. Father God, we Thank you for making us realize that, Lord, you are pleased every time we honor your son Jesus, because he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to be obeyed. And Lord, he's worthy of the honor that is due him as Jesus, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus, we honor you. You are the Son of God, and you are the coming. You're coming so soon. And that, Lord, you're going to judge. You're coming as a judge. And we are asking, Father God, for the help of your Holy Spirit, that all of us be found faithful in what you have called us. Today, God, you have reminded us of the Great Commission, O God, that there is a call for us to go and share the gospel to many and to make disciples, Lord God. Father God, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, kung we have neglected this, God, in our lives as a Christian, God. We thank you that, Lord, yung story nila Paul, nila Peter, God, in the book of Acts, we are reminded that, God, they were changed forever because of one thing that happened in their lives, and that was when they were baptized with your Holy Spirit. That, Lord, you have equipped them for the service, God. Lord, ganun din kami, Panginoon. We realize na, God, kami mahina. At times, we are ashamed. We don't have the boldness and the courage to speak up, Lord God, about our faith. At times, we even, nakikita namin, we just watch, God. Forgive us, God. That this is a high call for us, among all of us, oh God. Lahat kami, Panginoon, that you have called us, Lord God, to share the gospel to others, Lord. Heavenly Father, we humbly pray and ask that you fill us all with your Holy Spirit. If you haven't been baptized by the Spirit of God, magpray po tayo. Magpray po tayo. And let's ask, because the Word of God says that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for all of us. If you and I need boldness and the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through us, let this be the day. And so let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am, O God. And I thank you that you are my Savior, that you have forgiven me of all of my sins. But Lord, there's more to it than just being saved, because God, you would want me to be your vessel that I may share your gospel to others who need you, Lord Jesus. So Lord, today I pray in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with the love of God. And I receive by faith the power of your Holy Spirit. Teach me how to pray for others. And that, Lord, when you say go and share to this person or persons, help us to obey. Unashamedly, we would say and speak the gospel to them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we also thank you for the powerful lesson, Lord God, that we have learned from the lives of Paul, Apollos, Priscilla, Aquila, oh God, and the other disciples then, that, Lord, you use them to just be a source of encouragement to the rest of the believers, God. Lord, tinataas namin ang aming mga kapatiran. Some of our brethren, O God, who have lost their way. We come before you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we lift them all up in prayer. We thank you that, Lord, you've given us the authority that in the mighty name of Jesus, we come up against the works of Satan and all his cohorts against our brethren, O God. We ask today, in Jesus' mighty name, that they be delivered, O God, from the stronghold of Satan, O God. Today we cancel all the assignments of Satan upon your people today, O God, in Jesus' name, for you have anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. You have anointed us, O God, Lord, O God, to set captives free, O God. You've anointed us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, O God, to set the oppressed, to give sight to the blind, and to declare the favorable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, today we thank you for reminding all of us, oh God, that that's what the Church of Christ should be. That, Lord, in the coming days ahead, oh Lord, as you have filled us with your Spirit, that, Lord, susunod kami sa iyo, Panginoon. If we say, go to this place, oh, talk to this person, help us, oh God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, for we know that all things are possible with you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, for the privilege that we can serve you in our praying, that we can serve you in our sharing the gospel to many, oh God. And Lord, to be part of this family of God in this local church, oh God, we thank you that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you're going to knit our hearts together. That, Lord, magkaroon kami ng sincere love and concern for one another, God. Bless everyone today, oh God, and even our children, and thank you. And we honor you today, Lord Jesus, as the builder of the church. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let's just exalt the name of the Lord God together. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. Your name that is above all names. Glory to God. Glory to God. In your mighty name, Lord. There's power in your name, Lord Jesus. Power in your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's only one God. Continue to praise the Lord God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.